The Mishnah Chavches. This is the Mishnah of Chalipin. We've spoken about Chalipin so many times this year. It's almost a little awkward having the Mishnah now, but at least we got this far. Kol anas adamim ba'acher kivin shazach hazeh nishayev zeh b'chalipa. Anything that is nas adamim ba'acher, what does that mean? So the Gemara teaches it to mean masveya, something that's given as payment. As soon as one person gets the matzeya, the other person gets the chalipin. So tomorrow, right away, we'll have the kasha that it's a machlokes, is matzeya nasa chalipin or not. So I think we end up with three pshat in taich in the Mishnah, all three in the Gemara. So we're going to go through, before we get to the lamdis of chalipin, we're going to go through the three pshat in pshat, pasha pshat in the Mishnah. Ketzad hichlu shar b'para chamar b'shar. Can you go to the chalipah? Right away, it doesn't make sense. It says kolay nasadam ba'acher, which attaches to mean a coin. If you give someone a coin, kimish yosach hazeh nesfayze b'chalipah. If you give someone a coin, that's a chalipah. Ketzad hichlu shar b'para. A shar is not a coin. A para is not a coin. So what's going on here with the chalipin? So the Gemara now has three pshatim in it in the Mishnah. Let's go through the three pshatim pshat wise, and then, as I said, then we'll talk a little about the lunch. The first pshat, chalipin ma'iniyu matfeya. Shmamina matfeya nasa chalipin. Okay, Tosfos brings that kinyan chalipin we learn out of a pasuk in Rus, sholach ish na'aloi, and there's a machlokes if matfeya nasa chalipin, does it have to be sholach ish na'aloi? Do you have to give like a shoe, a keli? And a coin is not a keli. Or maybe a coin is also good. Why would a coin be good? So Tosfos says that a coin maybe is also considered to be a keli. So that's a machlokes of matfeya nasa chalipin. Now we pass in matfeya ein nasa chalipin. So the Gemara is not happy to say pshat in the Mishnah. Like the man yom matfeya nasa chalipin, the pshat in the Reisha is good. But if you don't have matfeya nasa chalipin, what's pshat in the Reisha? So the Gemara comes with a pshat. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Hachi comes. First pshat. Kol anishum damim ba'acher. Any metaphor, anything which has an estimated value, kiva shazach hazeh, mishayiz the chalipin. So according to the first pshat, it means kol anishum damim. Rashi says, was taich anishum damim, that tzarech l'shumai b'damim. Coins, you don't have to shat up. It has an obvious value. Anything you have to shut up, kibin shazach hazeh, nishayiz the chalipin. Dekanami v'tani, ketzad hich v'shar v'par, amar v'shar, shmamina. So this is the first pshat that the Gemara accepts in the Mishnah, that the taich in the Mishnah is kol anishum damim ba'acher. So what's the Mishnah telling us? That not matzeya, but that kelim are good for chalipin. That's pshat number one. So this pshat, pashtos, the Gemara get into periyati chalipin, but pashtos, this is a very simple pshat in the Mishnah, and it's very good. I look at the Mishnayis, which pshat achaps, but I assume it would take the Mishnayis would explain it this way, because this is the simplest pshat. Zakti Gemara, ulumay gesalak adaita meikara dematveya nasa chalipin, my ketzat, according to the Havamina, that matveya nasa chalipin, what type ketzat? How did you ever have a havamina to say kol hanas adamim means coins? What do you mean kol hanas adamim means coins? Can't be. It's how are you going to have shat in the sefer? My case, I was shat with para shar b'para. Hachigam peleis nami abdi chalipin. Case that it's not but the shar b'para, but the chamar b'shar kibush asof hazeh nishayv zeh b'chalipin. So now we have what I call the second shot. It's actually the Havamina, but in the Seder Gemara is the second shot. The second shot of our Mishnah is Kol Anas Adamim means coins. Matpei Abdi Chalipin. And Ketzar comes to add that Pei is Nami Abdi Chalipin. And what's Shat if we Shar Bapara? If the Vasa Shar. That he keeps Vasa Shar is Pei is food. So that's good. I Vasa Chamar Bashar Ki Zerza Chai Bechol. That's the second shot.
Very
So how is it to doichik? The Mishnah starts with pay and ends with pay with payers. So lulei divrei taisus, I would say. Well, what's the shaila? Chalipin in the pasuk is shalat ishnali is a kaidin. What's the shaila? A matbeya, it's not a chalipin, and B a peri is adi chalipin. Matbeya is not a kli, and peri is not a kli. So I would have learned pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is saying, what's pshat in the Mishnah? That the Mishnah is telling you to use anything for chalipin. If you use things that are not kaidin, if you use coins, kalan said damin bechigzan tchad chalipin, and you can use peri. Now. Ketzad meaning ketzad. How does it work? If it's shar b'para, it means basa shar, so it means something that's not a keli. The chiddush of the ratio of kol ha'nasadam ba'acher is that it doesn't have to be a keli. So the ketzad is also that way. Kederach hatana, the lashon katzad. But at least there's a shaychus. I'm making it better. There's a shaychus in the ratio to the second. I'm paying. I'm paying. We have both things that are not keli. It's a case side in the aside that doesn't have to be a case. That's the that would seem to be the case. Because it's explaining how chalipin works also. Derech Agav, it's telling you that it could be anything. So if you hold it could be anything, so then it would include everything. If you have a better way of fitting it, there, it's fine. All I'm trying to do is make it better. The ration is safe out of shaykh. With Bay and Pei, we have a shot. So this is the second shot. Now the second shot is not Lamaisa, because Lamaisa we pass him at Bay Alay Abdi Khalifa. Honey Khalur Shesha Sama Paris Abdi Khalifa. Elo Ab Nathmadama Paris Lay Abdi Khalifa Michael Omeymar. So here we have an interesting svar. It could be Matbeya is good and Pei is no good. Why would I say that? I guess, like Tyson, you would say Matbeya is similar to a Kaili because it can be used on a necklace as a pendant, or could be used for things that payers can't. So here we have the third shot. Nachman d'amar payers lay adichli meikol meimachin kamer yesh damim shein kachalim heitzah lechot demei shar bepara v'nechar b'shar. It works. What's Reb Nachman's case? From the Gemara, it's very hard to figure it out. I don't think it's shayah. You need Rashi. So Rashi tells us the following story. Now listen carefully to the story. I come over to you and I sell you a shar for $100. So I'm selling you a shar, I say, now you owe me $100. You do mashiach on the shar, and you owe me $100. Now I say, okay, you ready to give me the $100? You know what? I'll take your pora instead of the $100. So you're maskin. So now the pora becomes mine. How does the pora become mine? You hear the story? I'm just telling you Rashi. I sell you a shar. I say, here's a shar, we agree on a price, a money, $100. So you do a mashiach, there's only one kinyan here. You do a mashiach on the shar, and now you owe me cash, $100. Now, if you owe me the $100, then what happens? Then we're talking, and you know you have a good para there, so give me the para instead of the $100. Right, give me the part instead of the $100. So I say, I agree. No kinyan. I shouldn't say a word about a kinyan. The part becomes mine. How do you explain that? Look at Rashi, Ketzad. His looks like the Mei Shar B'Par. Machalai Shar B'Mana U'mashlai. The side lays at mana. The picture? I sell you a shar for a mana. You do Mashiach on the shar. You owe me $100. Amalai Amaychi Yesh Lecha Parah Litem B'Damim. Amalai Hem. Shomalei b'mana, I depart the price. They shot it up for a mana or half a mana. Amalei marcha, hashar. Amalei marcha, hashar. Hay moi shatach. I am leaving the sooner loch b'dameha. The money I owe you that you owe me should be instead of the parsh be instead of it. Moi salam kind of blame shit as para kechalitin the kalem. What's going on here? There's only no kinyan in the para. Shuma. They did it. Rashi doesn't mention a word about the kinyan. And only that, it's a kinyan, it's not chalipin, it's whatever kinyan it is. It's shava b'shava, except, right, we said, the Gemara says in Mem Zayin, that you can't do a kinyan with a milva. With a milva, you can't be makdish. Just like Hamakadish b'milva, Eina Mekudeshes. So the Gemara says Nova's light saw Nidna. If you hold the Nidna, there's the way we pass it, that you can't sell something to someone for a milva. So if I give you a shor for $100, you owe me $100. Once you owe me $100, how do I sell to you a para in exchange for $100? What? It's equal amounts. Yeah, but by kinyan it's true. We had that sidur could be a kinyan shava b'shava. But kinyan shava b'shava is if I trade a shor for a para straight up, when you pull the shor, that's makna the para to me. Here, when you pull the shor, you only owe me $100. Then we talk and we say, you owe me $100, there'll be a set of the par. So that second step, the question is, where is there a kinyan in the second step?
Working mafreya.
It's sort of working with mafreya. How does that work? Mafreya should be part of the chalitah.
It's
true. Rishayim in Bav Metzia are bothered by this kasha. I imagine some of the Rishayim here must talk about it too. There are two mahalchim. One is to say that he did it b'hanoas l'chilas nova. That was the way out we had earlier in the parak. That I'm selling it a para b'hanoas l'chilas nova. So they say I'm selling it for the hanoas and l'chilas nova. That's worth money, and that's a kinyan. This is the Rosh and the Rajba have such a mahalach b'hanoas l'chilas nova. That's a cheap way out. It's like a backdoor way out. So we'll say, what? So the chalipin is, I'm exchanging the hanov, the mechilas nova, for the para. But lemaisa hanov mechilas nova doesn't work by chalipin. Hanov mechilas nova doesn't work by chalipin. So they mean after we kept. Then exchange hanov mechilas nova, which is the shavis of kesef, it'll work. It doesn't fit into Rashi. Rashi says chalipin. But you're right, you can't do chalipin with hanov. It has to be a chaytis. Another has a shabbi. Another has a shabbi is kibbutz. Rashi seems to say l'mafreya as chalita. That's what Rashi seems to say. And what? It's really working off kesef. Nothing else. It's really working off kesef. It's working kichalitim the kelim. Nothing happened. So I take it back. So we're talking about a works of mice, kichalitim the kelim. Right? So it's working out the castle. The Asmashiyasiv here brings from the Rimagash a very nice chat that the Matnefrayim brings down the Maisa. He holds it's an embassy aside. And the disciple brings that the Chazanish was machav into it in a different sugya. What's a milva? A milva is when you owe me money. You owe me money? If you borrowed money or you bought something on credit, that's a milva. I can't sell you things for a milva. If I go into the store and I buy something and I intend to pay, so I take the object. Let's say even I take the object and I carry it out to my car, I put it in my car and I come in to pay. Once I took the object, does the money I owe you become a halva, become a loan? The halach is it doesn't. The money I owe you when I buy something on credit is still part of the kinyan. It doesn't become a loan. There's a concept of zakhvan alav demilva. Zakhvan alav demilva means if you send me a bill, then it becomes a loan. If you write it down in your book, zakhvan alav demilva becomes a loan. Let's say I never lent you money. I sell you something, you take it into the car, and you're absent-minded, you drive away. You're not a ganav, you just absent-minded. You bought something in the store, you drove away without paying. Then you come back, and you say, I'm sorry I didn't pay. And now you want to give me money. Is that a milva? So the Rimagash says no. Calls man. Now we didn't make up that this thing's on credit. You just took it and you're going to pay now. That's not called a milva. It's a gemar hakinyan. It's a gemar hakinyan. L'may nafkavina. Let's say you're not paying. I can say, give me the metatlon back. The thing I sold you, I want it back. because I only sold it to you on the tenai that you're going to pay, and if you're not going to pay, so then give me back the metalkalim. It's not true that that's not so if it's a milifa. If you buy something and we agree you're going to write it down on credit, you write it down on credit, you take it home. Then I call you up and I say, look, I said I'll give it to you on credit, but I can't wait. Bring it back. I have no right to say bring it back. You're kind of already. I sold it to you, you made a b'shicha, and I agreed on selling it on credit. It becomes yours. But that's only when I sell it on credit. If I don't sell it on credit, if you're supposed to pay right now, cause of mine you didn't pay, it doesn't have a din of a loan. It has a din of a like a seller, ke'ilu, it's a sale b'tanai. I have a right, until you give me the kesef, I have a right to back out. I have a right to back out now. Maybe I'm mechusri amun, I agreed to sell it, I'm backing out. But lemaisa, I have a right to back out. Even though I said I'll sell it to you on credit, but close the man. Even though I said I'll sell it to you for money, you took it. But I can say, forget it, I want it back. That's what? If you buy something from someone, you don't pay him. So he has a right to be typhus from you. He can be typhus anything. And he has a right, whatever the halachas are, being typhus of Ashken, he has a right to be typhus Piroi. But he can't undo the sale of Mafreya. He'll come into my house and grab it back, so it's a new kinyan. But it doesn't undo the sale of Mafreya. Over here, when I give you a shar and I say you'll pay me a money, and you pull the shar, cause of mine you didn't pay me, unless we agreed it'll be on credit. But if we made up you're going to pay now, cause of mine you don't pay me right now, the kinyan is not complete. So I made up you're going to pay me now. Now if you don't pay me, so the shor is still mine. I have a right to take the shor back. Okay? What? So the mashiach is not a kinyan because it's a kinyan but tonight. If I sell you something, I don't agree to give you credit, and you take the shor out, so you have to pay me right now. If you don't pay me right now, so the mashiach comes back to me. The part of the shor comes back to me. Right. Once he pays him, then it becomes it's a kinyan. Kinyan l'mafreya. So in this case, Dr. Imagash, where I sold you not on credit, I sold you and I made up on you're going to pay me right now. Cause of mine you don't pay, it's still my shor. Once you pay, it's your shor without rate. So here, if I say, instead of giving me the $100, give me the para, and you agree. So at the time that you agree to give me the para, that's a kinyan on the para in exchange for the shor, because now the shor is nikta to you and the para becomes mine. So at the moment that we make a verbal agreement to give me the par instead of the shar, that l'mafreya makes that the mashichas hashar should be final. The par becomes mine now, and everything is finalized. Why? Because it was never a kinyan de milva. And then Zion says you can't be makta with a milva, with a loan. If you owe me money, I can't do kinyan kesef money. You owe me milva lights on it. That's not true when I sell on credit, when I sell for cash, and you just didn't give me the cash yet. Close the man, I'm selling to you for cash. You didn't give me the cash yet? That's not a situation of Kinyan Benova. It's a Gemara of the original Kinyan, and it works. This is the Chiddush of the Rimagash, which he says the Chiddush of the Nachman and our Gemara. And I don't remember the case. I remember early in the year we talked about someone who was in the store. Remember we had a case where it came out a difference if you give the money first and take the metaphorum second, or you give the metaphorum first and take the money second. I don't remember the exact case. We were talking about it becoming a milva. If I take the metaphorum first and I just owe you the money, according to this, it's not so. It doesn't matter which one is first. It's the kinyan is not nigmar. If I make up to pay with cash, the kinyan is not nigmar until I pay with cash. What? So it's funny, the frame says that it's the ikker. He says in Tzarachian, because the Rosh Hashanah didn't answer this teretz. So it's the Tzarachian, why did they answer this teretz? It seems to be correct. But the Mechafarim sees in them on this way to be the Yikr. Well, what he's saying is, it's always a milva when you made up to pay later. But if you're making up to pay now, so then you have to pay now. It's not the king of that king. It's not on the starboard. It's a chiddush to us, but it's a davar mesaver. That's right. That's right. Now, most cases, though, when you're buying the store, you didn't take it out of the store yet. If it would be a half a tinsel, you took it out of the store, you put it in the car, and you know, there could be a half a tinsel. Such a half a tinsel, that's what the mafraim is for. The mafraim is in kinyan mois, or is valid. It's a short piece. Basically, he says the halacha, and then he says the chayin, the berim agash, and kedusha pachet. It's not a chayv. You know, we find in Hilchos Shvu'ot such a thing that min haTorah, it's only ribbis of zakon al v'milta. If I buy something in the store to make up, I'll pay you later. Even if I make up, pay the next day. It was never zakon al v'milta. It was never formally there written into a milva that there's no ribbis sayrasim. There's no ribbis sayrasim. There's no ribbis sayrasim. It's similar to ribbis, but from the Rabbanim. In Hilchos Shvu'ot by Shmita, the din is, if I sell you Perish Shvi'is, that the money that I sell to Mei Shvi'is are Teufis Kedusha Shvi'is. If I give you Perish Shvi'is, in exchange for the Perish Shvi'is, you give me money, the money is Teufis to Mei Shvi'is. It gets a din to Mei Shvi'is. The Ramban says that even if I took the Perish first, I took them home already, and then later I return to pay, it also has a din to Mei Shvi'is, as long as the Paris is still around. When I give you the money, it has a din to Mei Shvi'is. So the Achreinim ask, why should that be? If I already was kind of it, I was already kind of the Paris Shvi'is, the money comes later to pay up a chayv. So why should it get a din d'mei shvi'is? Mamanasha. If paying up a chayv gets a din d'mei shvi'is, who cares if the parents are still around? If paying up a chayv of shvi'is gets a din shvi'is, so what's the difference if parents are around or not around? I paid up a chayv of shvi'is. Elamai, paying up a chayv doesn't give it a d'mei shvi'is. So what's the difference if the parents are around, the parents are not around? Who cares? Rata chazaynish. And this is where the disciple brings that is machaven the dasatzmai to the rimagash. Zaktechazaynish. We're talking in a case of I owe the nothing as a zay, that I sold your parish shvi'is, I expect the money immediately. You took it home. It's not a chayv. It's not a chayv. When you pay me, you're paying me for the parish shvi'is. If you don't pay me, I can get the parish back. Obviously, if you ate the parish, if you don't pay me, I still can't get the payers back. You ate them already. Because I'm not around, if you don't pay me, the mechila is batel mafrei, I get the payers back. Therefore, when you give me money, that has a din of the mei shvi'is. As a din of the money of shvi'is. This is as a din of the money of shvi'is. It's teifus kedusha shvi'is. So the chazanish basically was mechavin to this side of the rimagash, which is to be mechalik between a loan, which is a chayv. Even if you buy a credit, it's not a loan, but it's a chayv. You establish it on credit. It's something which is not that. So this is, again, the pshat. This is really pshat and Rav Nachman. So we end up with three pshatim in the Mishnah. Gemara seems to say the ikka pshat is the one that's brought first in the Gemara. The other two pshatim are lamai v'salak adaita. So therefore, the ikka pshat is kol ha'nishum damim ba'acher kivish ha'zachazeh nishchayv zeh b'chalit. Okay, now the site of kinyan chalitin, which we discussed on Daf Gimel, I want to read to you from the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua here in our sugya. It's the site that we discussed on Gimel Amid Aleph. And it's just what to remember always by Kinyan Chalitin. And again, I'm just reading the Lashon of Pnei Yeshua. Ovei b'ktsara b'rashi prakim. Pnei Yeshua writes in this sugya, I'll tell you briefly the Rashi prakim of the sugya. Shnei minei chalitin yesh. There are two types of chalitin. Chalitin de kinyan suder. One is kinyan suder, which we discussed many times. I give you a handkerchief, and with that handkerchief, you're giving me something, you're giving me a shaiva, so you're giving me a para. The hadar lamare. Now hadar lamare means we paskin. So when I do a kinya with you with a handkerchief, I tell you, when you pick up this handkerchief, it becomes yours. And in exchange for that, you give me the right to sell the chametz, you mechayev yourself an iksuva, whatever it is. Now usually, when I sell chametz to people, so I don't use a handkerchief, I use a pen, any case is good. So I give him the pen, I say, I'm giving you this pen, it's your pen, in exchange for this pen, you give me the right to sell the chametz. Fine, he picks up the pen. Afterwards he says, okay, I'll give you a matan, and he has the pen back. Okay? Nobody ever, usually people don't take the pen back. The halacha is, he has to give it back to me. Suba hadra lamare. Now, that's complicated. Why does he have to give it back to me? Hopefully we'll have an explanation in a few minutes. But why? If the whole chalipin is, I'm giving you the pen, exchange for the pen, you give me the rag, you sell the chametz, you give me a para, you give me... So why do you leap after sudra hadra lamare? If you don't want to give it back, I can take you to bed, and you must give it back to me. And you must give it back to me. Does that make sense? What kind of king chalipin is that? So we'll explain that. But that's all part of the first type of chalipin. King Yisudar, Tzadja Lamar. The second one is, Ha'idei chalipin b'shava b'shava, k'goyin ha'idei b'shlasayim. Our Mishnah is not coming to tell us King Yisudar. It's coming to tell us chalipin b'shava b'shava. I'm exchanging things of equal value. I give you a shah, you give me a para. Ella. The kinyan sudur, the first type of chalipin, l'kuli alma loyla manu ella medivrei kabbalah debayas v'gaya. This is what you learn out from Rus, Shalat Ishnaloi. L'kuli alma, that's the makar for kinyan sudur, less man the kapha. When she'enken, chalipe, b'shava b'shava, taya b'flipta d'Rav Yechon Reish Lakish, the maisi b'shmaitzim. That Kalipe Shava Bishava is a machlaikis of Yechon and Mishlakish. What's the machlaikis? Rabbi Yechon and holds that it's a Kinyan Dairaisa. The Kalipe Shava Bishava works in Atira. And Rabbi Yechon and Mishlakish holds that I'll explain to you in a minute where Mishlakish holds. Rabbi Yechon holds that Kinyan Kalipe Bishava Bishava works in Atayra, just like Kinyan Kesef works. Rabbi Yechonel Kinyan Kesef works, the same thing, Chalip B'Shava B'Shava works, except that according to Rabbi Yechonel, we don't have to learn Chalip B'Shava B'Shava from Rus. Chalip B'Shava B'Shava we could learn from Kesef, just like Kesef works. Shava Kesef works. Some of the mainly even Peiris could work, because Peiris works as Shava B'Shava, just like Kesef works. According to Reish Lakish, however, Kesef is not kainim. So why is Shava B'Shava kainim? So according to Reish Lakish, look at the Yeshua, even Chalipe Shava B'Shava is included in the din of Kinyan Sudur that we learn from Bayas. So to sum up, what does the Yeshua say? That from Bayas we certainly learn the first type of Chalipe, Kinyan Sudur. What about Shava B'Shava? Reish Lakish holds we learned that from Bayas too. There were two types of chalipa from Baya. And Rabbi Yechonel holds no. Chalipa Suda we tackle from Baya. Chalipa Shava B'Shava, that it could be that we learned that from Kesef. And the main law works even by Peiris. That's what the Gemara is going to say in the next line. That my Tama Savala Rabbi Yechonel, if you hold a Rabbi Yechonel, you can hold Peiri Abi Chalipin. What type of Chalipin? The Chalipin of Shava B'Shava. So, like he says, that's the side of the subject. Kasha, obvious kasha. If you hold like a v'yechana, the kesef is good min atayra, and you hold that chalipe shava b'shava is just as good, what is the difference between kinyan kesef and kinyan chalipe b'shava b'shava? What's the difference between them? In Lumbis. Well, that's exactly the same thing, really. What's the difference if I call it I'm exchanging the shah for the para, or I'm exchanging the shah's payment for the para? What's the difference what I call it? B'shava b'shava, you don't get it back. Although it doesn't make sense, right? So okay, good. What did you say that, Dahmer? Right. The first question is, what's the difference? If you learn like this, the key is, so there is chalipa, the chiddush. But chalipa shava b'shava, it should be the same as kinyan kesef. Well, what's the difference? Sheinus, second kasher. The Tosfos above Metzia in the sugya of Riyas Meir Lakish on that Rav Zion says that a matbea le'avdi chalipin is true for Sai Sudar, Sai Shavu B'Shavu. There's no difference. But the din that matbea le'avdi chalipin is true for both. The din that matbea that payrus le'avdi chalipin, it's like the enema and the other, that payrus is no good, that's only true by Sudar, and it's not true by Shavu B'Shavu, which is basically what we're learning here. That by Shavu B'Shavu, payrus are good. So how come? We're saying ki yisoder we passed in no matbea, no peiri. It's got to be a kli, no problem. Shava b'shava, we're saying no. Shava b'shava is different. We pass in from yechid, and shava b'shava is different. So peiris are good. If peiris are good, because shava b'shava is different, like Rabbi Yechid, and we don't learn it from bayaz, we don't learn it from rus, so matbea should also be good. Once you're telling me that Shavu B'Shavu is different, like Rabbi Yechanan, and Peiris are good, so why is the Matbea good too? If you don't need to restrict yourself to Shavu B'Shavu Alai, so just like Peiris are good, let Matbea be good too. This is the second difficulty. So the Yisayid to answer this is the Yisayid in the basic difference between Halipe Shavu B'Shavu and between chalipin and kesef. The side of the chilik is, and a number of achrayim say this, each in his own lashon, that kesef is a kinyan with the shavius. Kinyan kesef is with the value of whatever you're giving. Kinyan kesef is a kinyan with shavius. Kinyan chalipin is a kinyan with the guf hadavar, with the physical guf hadavar. When I give you money for something, you're kind of with the value of that thing. Even if I give you a shar to kinyan shava kesef, that means I'm making up with you, I'm going to pay you $1,000, I'm giving you a shava kesef, the value of the shar is what you're interested in. You'll take the shar, you'll sell it on the market, you'll get your $1,000. That's kinyan kesef. When you're interested in shavius, that's kinyan kesef. If you go into a... you want to sell, you go you buy a car, you give them your old car in exchange. So, if they're interested in this car for the shavius, that's kinyan kesef. Chalipin is a kinyan of the guf hadavar, not the shavius hadavar. When the person is interested, I'm interested in your shar, and you're interested in my para, that's called chalipe shava b'shava. I want this item, and you want that item. I'm exchanging with you not because I want $1,000. You don't have cash, you give me the shar. All right, I'll take the shar, I'll go sell it, I'll get my $1,000. No. I want the shar and you want the parah. That's chalipin. What's the difference, what I'm interested in? I'll explain. That they are nafkaminis. But first, the Yisrael Adav is the difference, the taich of the difference is keset, I'm selling it to you for shavius, interest in the value, and Khalifa, Sudha, Shava, Bishava, I'm interested in the guf hadavar. Why do I care what I'm interested in? The Adina Ainoa, I'm not a cheat you. If I sell you a para for $1,000 and you find out that I cheated you by more than 20%, you can come back and say, the deal's off. Right? The deal's off. By Khalifa, Shava, Bishava, there's no dinei enoah. Why is there no dinei enoah by chalipe shava b'shava? I decide I'm going to trade you even up a shar for a para. So enoah enoah b'chalipe. Why is there no enoah? The reason is because I'm not selling it to you for its value. If I'm interested in the value, then there's enoah. You're cheating me. But if I need a shar and you need a para and we agreed to trade, people trade things because they have a personal need for whatever they're getting. Sometimes shavius is a very hard thing. I told you once, shavius is market value. Shavius is market value, right? Even if you need a tissue and you're speaking in public
and you desperately need a tissue, you're going to be embarrassed. The tissue is worth pachas mishava pruta. Even though right now you give $100 for the tissue is worth pachas mishava pruta. If someone comes over to you, he says, "Ah, you need a tissue, I'll sell it to you, give me $100. And you do it. You can take him to Beis Din, you say it's a no. He'll say, "What do you mean it's a no? It's worth $100 to any person who's worth $100 under those circumstances. It's still a no, because you didn't, you sold it to him. It's value is based on market value, period. It's based on market value, right? We talked about things that are, remember we talked then about things that have sentimental value, right? The last existing picture of your great-grandfather, which to you is worth a lot of money. And if I burn it, I probably have to pay you nothing, because it probably has zero market value, depending on who your great-grandfather was. So l'chaira, I should have to pay zero for it. Because what market value has? No, there's no market value. Shavuos is based on market value. That's Shavuos. And whenever we talk about Kinyan Kesef, we go by the best Shavuos. Chalipin is a different story. Sometimes something could be worth more to me. Right? If I sell you something that has a greater value to you, and I do a chalipin, I exchange things, is no Einar. Why? Because we didn't make the Kinyan with Shavuos, that it should be Shayach Einar. We made the chalipin with the Guf HaDavar. You need a Shar, I need a Para. It's a different business deal. It's not just two ways of phrasing a business deal. It's a different deal. We're talking about a different story. Two people met, and they made a certain deal. Once you understand this, obviously this is the first kasha, wasn't the case of the chalipin. But the second kasha is to become so pashut. That's the second kasha. Why? Bechalit b'shava b'shava. We say payas is good. Matbola is still no good. So yes, if payas are good, why isn't that payas good? Pashas. Because chalit b'shava b'shava is for the guf hadavar. Payas, people are interested in the guf hadavar. Someone wants very much to eat a certain food. So he's willing to try things for it. Matbola, now if it's a rare coin, then it's not talking about matzah. Matzah means something that's yet to be shuk. You can't do chalipe shava b'shava for cash, because it's a spirit to the times of shava b'shava. Shava b'shava means chalipe b'shava means I want that guf hadavar, you want this guf hadavar, and we're trading. That's the taich. If you give me cash, what do you mean I want the guf hadavar? I want this cash, I'm going to hang it up. Cash is shavuos. That's all there is. Right. All there is by cash is shavuos. Because I use the expression daita tzurasa. He wants it because it has a tzura. He doesn't want the silver. He wants to spend it. So no, it's pashit that matbeya can't work by shava b'shava. Because when you give a coin for chalipa shava b'shava, that's kinyan kesef. That's not kinyan shava b'shava. Shava b'shava is taich, an exchange of things that each person wants. See, the Torah wasn't looking to make our life miserable, so it set up kinyan kesef and kinyan chalipe shava b'shava, and it should be, and we should have all these differences. No, the fact is, people do business two ways. The fact is, people sell things for shavuos, and you have a story to sell things for shavuos. If you meet somebody and you want to trade with him, so you trade, you want what he has, and he wants what you have. You know, that's what it is. That's the type of the business deal that people make. And that we call chalipe shava b'shava. I want that, you want this. An exchange of gut hadavar, not shavuos hadavar, that is taich chalipe shava b'shava. And the main way it's understood, the pshat in the taisis. So, what? Yeah, the pastor is knowing all about chalipe. Now, it could be a mekachos. If I sell you, if I trade you a shah for a par and it turns out the par is not what I thought it was, it's mekachos by chalipe. But just because they have different values, you have to understand it. It's like, you know, today, nowadays you can understand it. You see, today we live in a society where you can buy anything. You got into the marketplace, there's almost no case where you have something which I can't get, so I'm willing to, and I have something which you can't get, so we trade. You know, the only case you would have is, you know, if I have a Mickey Mantle baseball card and you have a Ted Williams Mickey baseball card and I'm a Yankee, I'm a Red Sox fan, you're a Yankee fan, and we trade. So, you know, you could say, then it would be shy of today, such a metzius, right? On rare stamps or on, but come out no metzius today, because we live in a society where you can just buy anything. But it could be a situation, you know. You could have late at night camp. One person has a Coke and the other person has a Sprite, and they want to trade. If they happen to have the same value, they have to have the same value. But even if they have different values, he likes this and he likes that, so they trade. Little kids in yeshiva are always trading things. I remember feeling guilty. Shalos of Geneva, they trade things, a bag of potato chips for 3 matchbox cars. So the potato chips cost a quarter, and 3 matchbox cars cost $4 or $5. And the kid comes home, where'd you get it? I traded my potato chips with it. You know? So, Shalos of Geneva, a kid can't trade his parents' thing. Yeah. We always try to force our kids to trade back, and I don't know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I have a caution. But that's how we can shove a shove. It's when people want a thing. So this is the aside hachiluk between kesef and chalipei shove a shove. Now, why? Yeah, two things. Chalipei silver and chalipei shove a shove. And we're saying that the aside, they're really both chalipei. But they're very different from each other. Chalipei silver is one thing, chalipei shove a shove is something else. You have different demons. Why are we calling them both chalitim? Why don't we make up some new name for this and a different name for that? And why are we calling them both chalitim? They're really very different. Sudra is hajulamare and shabbat is not hajulamare. But in the aside, they're the same thing. Chalipei sudr is an exchange of the guf hadavar and not the shabbat hadavar. Just like shabbat b'shabbat has nothing to do with shabbat. I want your shor and you want my para, even though shvarim costs more than paras. Doesn't matter. That's chalipei shavu b'shavu. Like kinyan sudr, now sudr is different. Sudr, you don't want my sudr. You're not interested. But you want to give me a chamar or shor, and I want to give you a para. I want to make an exchange. So we don't have not the shor is here, not the chamar is here, not the nothing's here. So I take out my handkerchief and I give it to you to affect the kinyan. How could it work? I give you a sudr, and you must give it back to me, and it still works. Yintis pasha. Because when I give you a sudr, it's the guf hadavar that does the kinyan, not the shabbos hadavar. You're getting something that's worth nothing. You're getting a handkerchief or a pen to hold for 10 seconds, and it's yours for 10 seconds. You have to make a good kinyan, and that's it. You give it back. What's it worth to me? It's not worth a shavu pruta. You're right. The sudr is not worth a shavu pruta. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The kinyan is with the guf hadavar, not with the shabbos hadavar. It's with the thing itself you're given. Chalipin isnu b'pachsim shavu pruta. Chalipin, the thing itself doesn't have to be worth a pruta. It's there's no connection of shabbos to it. The whole kinyan is with the guf hadavar. The name of sudra is hajulamare is not a steer to the etim kinyan. And once you understand the aside, it doesn't need explanation. If you understand what chalipin is, you have to start explaining why sudra hajulamare. You have to start explaining that. It's fashion. Sudra hajulamare. So, what? Why does it go back? So there's really a machlokes in Hazav. If you have to give it back, why do you have to give it back? So it seems that the reason that Man Yama Sudra Adolamare is just because since it's always the dinik to give it back, so it became the din. I wouldn't say Minatari because it's not Minatari. Once the dinik is to give it back, Minatari has to give it back. Because it's understood. In theory, you could argue. Okay. You're right. I mean, the reason you give it back is it's always given back. But the reason that it's not a problem with the kinyan sudr is because of this explanation. That shavuos plays no role in kinyan chalipin. It's the guf hadavar that counts by kinyan chalipin. On Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we had a problem. The Gemara said that chalipin does not work by kiddush. Chalipin doesn't work by kiddushin. If you give a Yisha a sudr to marry her, v'taras chalipin, so we said it doesn't work. So we had a problem. Bishlam, if I give a sudr that's worth less than a pruta, so of course it doesn't work. Yisha is
in the canyon. Let's say I give it something worth more than a fruit. So why doesn't it work? I give it to Abitur Khalifin. Why doesn't it work? So we said the whole Kinyan Khalifin is Bazuya. That's how the Rishonim explained. This whole Kinyan Khalifin, since it could be with less than a fruit, so Isha's never happy. She never wants a Kinyan Khalifin. It's a Nachash of Kinyan. So we had a problem. Quote to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shein Mayo works. That things work like Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shein Mayo. So we had the problem when I give a Isha the Teres Khalifin, I give her something as a proof. I say, I'm marrying you, the Teres Khalifin, and I'm giving you my pen and my handkerchief. In exchange for the handkerchief, you should be married to me. And then we find out Khalifin doesn't work. Why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work with Teres Kinyan Kesef? This is the kasha that we had on Gimel Amud Aleph. So what did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? That by the Kiva Eger said that the rule of Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan She'ena Mayo, does not work. It works always except by Kesef by Anisha, since Anisha is very concerned with the covet of the thing. It should be a respectable thing she gets. So Mimela, it didn't work. That was Rabbi Kiva Eger's point. The Stipler, he's really explaining Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Stipler explains it, that the Isha, the Daita, is on Shabbos. When a woman gets something for marriage, you give a Kaddisha with Shtara, of course there's no Shabbos. When you Makadish an Isha with a Kesef, the Shabbos is important to her. Shabbos is important, even though she'll marry you anyway. But if you go into the chuppah and you give her a cheap thing, she'll be mavuza. She'll be angry. She doesn't want it. The covet of the thing is important. It should be done in a respectable way. So Stipler explains that the Shabbos matters to the woman. And if you remember the Rif, at the Rif, the Ran said that if you give a woman a shtar, and it's a pasul shtar, the makash Isha with a shtar, you give her, it's a pasul shtar. So the Ram said that if the paper is worth the shava pruta, it works for teres kesef. Given when Hayam and Kadesh leave your star, so you give her a star, the later you see the words are spelled wrong. The names, the city was the wrong city, the date was the wrong date, apostle star. So he said that it would work for teres kesef. Why? So he brought to the Gemara later, because Isha Daita Nami Anaya. He said a woman, Hadas is on the paper. I don't think it's true today, but in the time of the Gemara, Daita Nami Anaya, she's happy to get the paper. Who cares if Daita Nami Anaya? Why does that matter? Look this title. Because like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if her das is on the Shabbos matters to her, then it works. If you say Isha Daita Nami Anaya, it's important to her. She's getting an Anaya that has a value. There was a day and a time when paper had a value. So she's getting something with paper, and the paper matters to her. So Daita Nami. So therefore it works the Torah Shabbos. So therefore she's masking, because Daita Nami Anaya. Well, would it not be for Daita Nami Anaya? Would it not? Because the Kesef has to work the Torah Shabbos. And if there's no interest in the Shabbos, then it doesn't work. So this is the aside of the two types of Kinyan Khalifin. Again, one type of Kinyan Khalifin is the Khalifin of Guf HaDavar, the Kinyan Sfilber, Guf HaDavar Vashav Rishav, it's not like Kesef. I think Rabbah Fair brings this Nekuda B'Shem Reb Chaim, because of Reb Chaim's aside, that Kesef is Shavius, and a Khalifin is Guf HaDavar. I think on Gimel Amud Aleph we told him Rabbah Fair B'Shem Reb Chaim who says the aside, but it's not only in one Makar. It's a number of places where the concept is brought down. And that's the aside of Kinyan, Khalipin, Shabba B'Shabba, and Khalipin of Sukha. That is the aside of Khalipin. Obviously, Kinyan Khalipin has a lot more.
mentioned to you on again on Gimel Amud Aleph. We had in Taisus, really just passing over the Taisus. Rabbi Natan Zisait, what's Rabbi Natan Zisait on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph? The Taisus, Kinyan Chalipim, a guy. Which way? Works or doesn't work? What?
It works.
It does. The Yisrael of Rabbi Natan, the Kiddush of Rabbi Natan. Kinyan Chalipim works by a guy. It's not by Kinyan Sudr. Kinyan Chalipim works by a guy. So Yeshua, they asked, that what's the pasuk by Bayaz? The Zeis. Lefanim be Yisrael, Shalach Ishnaal. The pasuk seems to say it works by Yid. This is an old Nini by Yid, Shalach Ishnaal. So Pnei Yeshua asked, Ben Otam, how can them on that it works by a guy? Ben Otam them done. That Chalipim works by a guy, that was the big chiddush of Taisus Gimel Amud Aleph, that Chalipim works by a guy, and this is the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. I think it's just in Mahalchim and how to explain the Pnei, how to answer Pnei Yeshua's kasha. I just don't want to get sidetracked. The Mahalchim is okay, I can tell you a nice pilpul how to explain it, but I ain't going to lose it. The MS Hadavar is that it works because Chalipim works, and maybe tomorrow I'll get to that question. So what's the? I think it means what's the giloy? Truth is, why does the pasuk say it's the flaw? So it's the fun to be Israel. If it doesn't matter, why does the pasuk say it? Again, there's an explanation. I'm not sure that I want to. I think if I bring in the explanation, if you want to look it up, there's a Chachma Shleima in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshim Mishpat, in the Kufchav Gimel. Down Sifka, Sifya Dalid. Shlomo Kluge has a nice explanation. The Dvar Avraham writes the same thing, Medaf Atmai. I'm just afraid not to get sidetracked. So I think, well, basically, what we learned today was Pshat Nesugya. And the basic Yisai Bissel Kinyan Chalipim.